Paragraf Yud Gimel. Yaakov zocha b'shas miret zaynoi la'shiruz godoil ule hisboinonus b'chinas tefillin. Ah, he says here, shayach leil. This is an appendix to this halacha. He finished off by saying amen v'amen, so that's the conclusion of the main body of halacha. Now he's adding an appendix to it. We spoke earlier about the fact that Yaakov Avinu was zoicha while taking care of the sheep. He was zoicha to tremendous wealth. Remember when they did the audit at the end and they split up, Yaakov Avinu became tremendously wealthy, and he was zoicha to the hisboinus because he was zoicha to the tefillin. We mentioned from the Zohar Kodesh Arizal that when Yaakov Avinu was doing the thing with the sticks, with the stripes and the speckles, through that he was being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin al pi soid. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas yira. We know that Yaakov Avinu represents yira, kemoi sheoimrim, v'hanoira ze Yaakov. Like the Gemara says, when we say Shmoin Esra, we say hokel hagodol hagibor v'hanoira. Godol is Avram Avinu, Gibor is Yitzchok Avinu, Noira is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is Yira. K'mayisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, Be'yira Secha, there's a pasuk that uses the word Be'yira Secha, Bischus Yaakov, Shomar Ma Noira. Ve'yesh l'rameis, Shezeu Bechinas, Akudim, Nekudim, Brudim. Rab Nosanzal says, we can also see a remez here, a hint here, that this is tied into the three different types of sheep and the three different types of artwork that Yaakov Avinu did over there. Ze b'chinas shloisho kave hayira. This corresponds to the three channels of yira that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the Likutei Moran. She'al yodom zeichem la'ashirus ulehizboinonus hanal. Through which a person is zeichet to the ashirus and the izboinonus. Kemevoyer shom b'maymer hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Shehem, what are the three channels of yira? Yiras Harav, first is the Yira of the Tzaddik, the Yira that the Tzaddik has. Who does he have Yira for? Shemis Yorei Me'Hashem Yizborach. He's the one who has the greatest, purest respect for Hashem. Migoidel Hizboinenusoi Begdulas Haboir Yizborach. Via his incredible, deep understanding of the greatness of Hashem. It's called a Yiras Horoimimus, where the Tzaddik, because he knows Hashem's greatness so much, that leads him to be in such incredible awe of Hashem. Then you have Yiras HaTalmid, the Yira of the student, Shemis Yore Me'orav, the respect that he has for his Rebbe. And then you have Yiras HaBen, the respect that a son has for the father, Shehu Yiras Ovoim, the respect for parents. Now Rav Nosanzal is going to show us the connection with these three, how these three correspond to the Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim. Brudim, Zebchinas, Yiras Harav. The Brudim that's mentioned over there corresponds to the respect that the Tzaddik has for Hashem. Ki Brudim, because what Brudim is, Halavnunis mefulosh me'ever alever, k'mo shapirosh Rashi. Rashi Kodesh points out that in Brudim, the whiteness, we're talking about like peeling off the bark of a piece of wood. And Rashi says there that the whiteness extends from one side to the other side. That's how Rashi points out of there. Ze bechinas machsoif halovon. And that's also the term machsoif halovon that's used over there. Shehu bechinas loiben ho'elyoin. This corresponds to a term that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Loiben Ho'elyon, the heavenly whiteness, the ultra, ultra high level of light, that's called Loiben Ho'elyon, Shehu Bechinas Hizgalus Gedure Gulas Abayris Borach, Shezoiche Horav Atzadik Ho'emes, Aide Goidel Chochmosoi Ubinosoi Vedatoi. This refers to the revelation of the greatness of Hashem, which the true tzaddik, the true rabbi, is zeichet to through his incredible chochma bino and das, through which he is zeichet to that yiras horoimimus, to have this incredible respect for Hashem. The hahizgalus, and we know that revelation, hu bechinas loiben hoelyoin. That's this whiteness, this incredible whiteness, bechinas machsoif halovon. That's the terminology that used over there in the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu with the sticks to peel off the bark from the wood and to reveal the white, that light whiteness that's underneath. That's bechinas brudim, shelavnunis hamoichin sheloi, bechinas libuna demoicha, mefulosh me evra levera. Whereby the whiteness of the seichel on this level is across, goes straight across from one side to the other side, meaning, kimoichoi posuach bechochma. His brain is completely open with chochma. And he has incredible recognition of Hashem's greatness and exaltedness, through which the tzaddik is zoiche to this awe of Hashem, to be in such awe of Hashem. This is the brudim. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on. Nekudim. Nekudim means like dots, dotted. This refers to the yira of the student, which the student receives from the Rebbe. V'hatalmid keneged horav, hu bebechinas nekuda levad. And the student, compared to the Rebbe, is a dot, a little dot. That's what he is. K'may shamru, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim, one of the rabbis said, not in Pirkei Avos, this is in the Gemara, that through my whole life I grew up among the great rabbis. V'loi chisarti me'raboisai ela ketipim anayam. You want to know how much I took away from my rabbis? Like a drop in the ocean. All the learning, you know, your person thinks, you know, he's been learning by this rabbi 15 years, I already know half of what he knows. In the Gemara, the rabbi said, I've been learning from my rabbis all my years, you know how much I got from them? Like a drop in the ocean. Ki hamadrega hatachtoina bechinas talmid neged horav shu bechinas madrego helyoina hu rak bechinas nekuda ktana levad. Because the Sforim tell us that the student compared to the rabbi, the moon compared to the sun, is like a little dot, mamish like a nekuda. Vezeo bechinas nekudim. That's the nekudim, the dotted sticks that Yaakov Avinu dealt with. Then we come to the third one, which is akudim shemesumonim beraglehem, kama shapirosh rashi, that they had some kind of a sign on their feet. They had some kind of markings on their feet, these sheep, you know, that identified them as these akudim. Zebechinas yiras haben. This represents the fear, the respect that the son or daughter has for the parents. Why? Because the Gemara says, ki bro karo davur. The son is like the feet of the father. He's an extension of the father, like. So, bechinas raglin, that's the legs. Bechinas akudim, that's that third marking on the sheep, which was on their legs. Vayidei shloisha chelke hayira shehoyu etzloi bishlemus. And through these three types of yira, which Yaakov Avinu had bishlemus, sheze bechinas akudim, nekudim, uvrudim, that's we Rabbeinu Zal writes there that if a person zocher is shleimus hayira, yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Remember, yira gives you longevity of life, which is the vessel into which great wealth can come into. Ki ikar hu ashirus shel Yaakov, choyo al yedei sheyoldu atzoin akudim nekudim uvrudim. Because we know the main wealth of Yaakov Avinu was as a result of those sheep giving birth to those three kinds of sheep, the speckled ones and the striped one, shehein bechinas yira, which represent yira, shaydei ze zoichen la'ashirus ulehisboinanus, through which a person is zoiche to the great wealth, which leads to that deep understanding, bechinas tefillin, bechinas machsoif halovon asher al hamaklois, those white stripes that were on the sticks. Maklois, again, now why sticks? Since when do sticks come into the Torah? The answer is makloi sebechinas yira. A stick represents something that imposes fear. Shemishom nishtal shel bechinas makel uritzua lirdois bohem. Because yira is from where Hashem, it's from the side of yira that Hashem sends down the sticks and the straps to beat whoever needs to be beaten. Shaydeze ikra yira, and that's what generates this fear. Ki ikar hayira zeichin al yedei yira sa'oinish. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going into a very, very important point in Breslov. The Zohar HaKadosh and other Sforim in some places seem to play down the importance of Yiras HaOinish. That Yiras HaOinish is for babies or for girls, you know. If you don't do this, I'm going to punish you. You're going to get a patch, this, that. But for the real people, for the serious guys, that's not, their fear of Hashem has to come, not because Hashem's going to patch me, it's because I see how big Hashem is. I realize how great Hashem is. That's called Yiras HaRoimimus. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichos Siran and in other places that even though it seems in the Zohar HaKadosh that it's making light of that and playing that down, don't you dare forget, don't you dare drop Yiras HaOinish, because then you'll be in big, big trouble, because everyone needs that also in one pocket. They need that aspect of knowing that Hashem can punch, Hashem can give a zetz, chas v'shalom, if I cross or if I do the wrong thing. Because sometimes when a person is being tempted by the satan, and the satan is really wrapping him up and grabbing him totally, the only thing that might save the person sometimes is if he remembers that as sweet and tempting and delicious and that as that looks, it ain't going to be worth it compared to 1 second in Gehenna, chas v'shalom, or 1 second the kind of suffering that a person can get. I remember the example Reb Michal Zichrono Livracha used to give, you know, that in recent years, in the past 20, 30 years, the world became aware of this new word, AIDS, you know, this ailment, this sickness, you know, and people, we know that, again, one of the most difficult tests and temptations in the world is Taivas Noshim. And Reb Michal, when he would speak about that topic and about people who were caught up in that kind of thing, that if a person would stop to think for a moment, that these people who contract this illness, these people beg to die. They wish they could drop dead because their life is a billion times worse than being dead, Rahman al-Islam. So again, if a person could have that in their brain and not forget, have that on the screen at all times, that despite, I love Hashem, Hashem loves me, we're best, but all good and fine. But love, you fall in love and you fall out of love. Everybody knows that. One day she loves me not. I love Hashem and tomorrow I love him a little less. Chas v'shalom. But if a person has this element of knowing that if I go ahead and do a stupid, idiotic thing, that for a chance of 15 minutes of pleasure or fit, that I'm ready to take a chance, to take a shot. That what if that person is infected with this thing and transfers it, and then the person would be begging for the rest of their life. They'd be, every minute, they'd be wishing, praying to die. And that's how terrible it could make their life. That's this element of Yiras HaOinish, which Rabbeinu Zal says, don't ever drop it, don't ever forget it, and don't make so light of it. It's a necessary item. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here now that the sticks that Yaakov Avinu was using in this process represent this element of Yira and Yira Sa'onish, the Yira for the stick or the strap. Shaydezeh Iker HaYira, because this is one of the main things, one of the main backbones and spines of Yira. Ki Iker HaYira Zoichin Al Yidei Yira Sa'onish Shubachinas Makel Ritzuah. Because the main, those people who are zoiche to have the proper respect for Hashem, they had to start out for sure with this stick, with this makel and ritzua. Shaydezeh boim leyira ilah. And this protected them. This ensured them that they would not cross any lines. They wouldn't do any stupid things, Rachmon Litzlan. And this is what motivated them to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs and everything, and thereby get to the Yira Ilah, to the higher level Yira, the Yira Saroimimus, Shaydezeh Zoichen Lashirus, this Bainus Kanal, through which a person Zoich to the wealth and his Bainus, Shem Bechinas Tfilin, Shenir Mozim Bebechinas Hamaklois Sheosak Behem Yaakov, Kayadua. This is all tied into the Tfilin, which is Marumas in those sticks that Yaakov Avinu was using in that whole process over there, in that whole ceremony over there. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayatzeg Yaakov es hamaklois asher pitzel borohotim, that Yaakov Avinu attached those sticks that he had peeled off the bark in the different ways, with what did he attach it with? Borohotim, with straps. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Borehite Moichin. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Melech Osur Borahotim, a king that's tied up in straps. The Zohar Kodesh says that refers to the Rehite Moichin, the straps of the brain, the tefillin straps by which we strap Hashem to our head, to our brain, Kav Yochel. Bechinas tefillin, bechinas Melech Osur Borahotim, ki hayira voha ashirus vazboinu sanal, shezocho Yaakov oz bemerei atzoyim kanal, because the yira and the wealth and the hisboinenus that Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to at that time when he was taking care of the sheep, kol zehu bechinas tefillin anal. All of that is included in the mitzvah of tefillin, as we showed throughout this halacha. Remember, the boxes with the parshias in it was like the Sipurei Maisius with the shivim ponim shel Torah in it, and the straps and the moichin, all the different things. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal writes now that Hilchas Pidyon Petach Amor Halacha Gimel, the third explanation on the topic of Pidyon Petach Amor, you will find in Hilchas Pesach, Halacha Tes, Oisei, Al Piatorik Marach Minyanagim. Over there, there's a couple of paragraphs where Rav Nosson Zal explains the mitzvah of Petach Amor also. He gives a third explanation. Baruch Hashem.